Seder, Parsha Tezriah Metzorah. So this, the one I chose to discuss today, is from Parsha Metzorah. At the end of the Metzorah, all the rolls of all the shaving, the whole process there, it tells us, so he's going to bring a sheep as a korban asham, a guilt offering. So we've seen, you know, we've been following along Sefer Vayikra. We've come a long way. We know about the different kinds of korbanot. So the fact that the Metzorah is bringing an asham, we know something about an asham. What else do we know about an asham? What else do we bring an asham for? So the Sforno tells us, asham. We know that we bring an asham for mi'ilah. What's mi'ilah? Misuse of something from the mikdash. If this item were supposed to be for the Beit HaMikdash and you used it for personal use, so there's a korban that you bring for doing it shogeg, if you did it accidentally. So, ma'al b'kodesh k'machata d'achil karit. And we know why we get sarat. Why do we get sarat? Chazal tell us, meaning it's not beforeish in this pasuk yet, zot sarat and tzorah, it doesn't say for lashon hara. Chazal tell us it was for a chelak lashon hara. So, Lashon Hara, or Gasur HaRuach, if you thought you're better than people, right? For example, Chazal tell us that if you somebody came and borrowed something, and like, I don't have it for you, I'm better than you, I don't need you, you know, go away. So your punishment was that all your stuff had to be, your belongings had to be taken out of your home, and everybody saw that you did have it. So you were revealed to be a liar as part of the true process. In other words, Lashon Hara, Gasar Ruach. So says the Sforno, this isn't by chance that the korban that you bring for Me'ilah, for misuse, let's remember that word, misuse of something in the Beis HaMikdash, is the same korban that we bring for Sarat that you got for Lashon Hara and Gasar Ruach. Because what is Lashon Hara and Gasar Ruach if not misuse? That's the beautiful idea of the Sforno. Kilmanam Lashon Hara Ikaro B'Seter. What are you doing, Lashon Hara? You talk about your friend behind his back. Abe's not here. I say to Sammy, oh, you hear about Abe? Blah, 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 blah. Say, Abe doesn't know about it, but who does know about it?
Everybody else
knows. Well, everybody knows about it now because it's being recorded, but who really knows about it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about it. So what am I thinking? Okay, Abe doesn't know about it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about it. So I'm thinking that somehow I'm leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it. The Torah tells us, it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ka'omram, Ha'over Avera B'Seter, Ki'ilu Dochek Ragle Shechina. If you commit a sin in private, you are pushing away the feet of the Shechina. Pasuk tells us, V'aretz Adom Lekalai, the world is Hashem's footstool. But what does it really mean? Hashem is here, and if you are acting like he's not here, so you're getting rid of him from here. I can't live with him. I can't live with somebody who is a Baal Gaiva. It's like he's stealing my clothing, my special clothing. The two of us can't live together in one world. And there's a story in Tivrei Yamim and Uziyahu HaMelech. Kvar Siper HaKatuv al Uziyahu. Ba'amro kechazkato gavali bo ad la'ashchit vayim'al b'Hashem Elokav. What did he do? He was such a powerful king that it got to his head. And he decided, even though he's not a Kohen, you know what he could do? He could bring the Ketoret. So he went and he brought the Ketoret. So the word that the Torah uses is vayim'al b'Hashem Elokav. Mi'ilah. Misuse. But it's related to his having been gotten so haughty, so high in himself, such a Baal Gaiva. So says the Sforno, that's the root of what's wrong with this Metzorah. This person got Sarat because of Lashon Hara. Because he's a Baal Gaiva, he thinks he's better than. Why did he speak Lashon Hara about this other person? Maybe he thinks he's better than the other person. Okay, the two could also be related there. But you speak Lashon Hara, you think Hashem doesn't notice? That's Me'ilah. You're misusing the world. You're misusing your mouth. Hashem didn't give you the mouth to do that. Hashem gave you the mouth to daven, to learn Torah. and instead you're using it to speak Lashon Hara, that's misuse. So it's not by chance that what Korban does, the Mitzorah need to bring as part of his tshuva process, the Korban Asham. The same Korban that we bring for misuse. For misuse in the Mikdash is for misusing our mouth, our tongue, our hearts and minds. Misusing that which Hashem gave us, we're misusing it by talking not nice about a friend, by looking down, by thinking too highly of ourselves. That's misuse of what Hashem put us into the world to do. And therefore, says the Sforno, specifically, a Korban Asham that the Metzor has to bring, he has to learn this important lesson. He got Sarat, speaking Lashon Hara, or Gasar Ruach, he has to learn that important lesson that what he did was Me'ila, what he did was misuse of something that is a greater, higher purpose, much like misusing something that is consecrated to the Mikdash. So we have to remember to be very careful with our words, that speaking Lashon Hara is a misuse of the mouth Hashem gave us.